This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com. Good evening, Rabbi Sai. We continue in Mesachas Yevamos. Daf Ayin Chesamad Beis. The Gemara just said that the reason why we follow the mother is really Ubar Lav Yarachimai. And there's Gzeres HaKosov of Asher Yivoldu. If the mother is a mitzris, we follow the mother. Why? Not because of Ubar Yarach Imai. Rav Dimi said in the name of Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Mitzris Rishayna Bina Sheni. We follow the mother. Alma Basar Imei Shadinan. So the Gemara assumed it's because Ubar Yarachimai, and the Gemara says, no, really, Ubar Lav Yarachimai. But there's a special drasha to follow the mother. So the Gemara asks, Elohada Amar Rava, Nachris Mubarash and Esgaira, a Gentile who's pregnant, that converted, that means the embryo was immersed in the mikvah, in the mother, Bina ein sarach tvila. The kid does not need tvila. Amai, why doesn't the kid need tvila? Amai ein sarach tvila. Until now, we assumed it's because of Ubar Yarachimai, that the Vlad is a subsumed, is a part of the mother, and therefore, since the mother was Taibel, the Uber was Taibel. But now that we're saying really Ubar Lav Yarachimai, so why does the Uber not need tvila? Vichitem Rishon Dereb Yitzchak. And you'll say, you know why the Vlad doesn't need tefillah? Because basically, the Vlad went into the mikvah, and the mother's not a chatzitza, not because of Ubar Yarachimai, not because the Vlad is part of the mother. The Vlad is an entity unto itself. The only thing is, the mother does not serve as a interposition. Dam Rav Yitzchak, Devar Torah, Ruboi Umakbir Olav Choytzeitz. If there's a chatzitza on the majority of a person, and he's makbid, it is a chatzitza. Ruboi sheinoi makbid. If it's a chatzitza on the majority that you're not makbid about, einoi chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza. Now, most children, most embryos, are not makbid that the mother is covering them. And therefore, midoraisa, it should be a good tefillah. The question, though, is, but midrabanan, it's not a good tefillah. And the Gemara doesn't explain why the rabbanan would not be goyzer over here. But the Gemara says maybe the reason why the Vlad does not need another tefillah is because the mother is not a hefsik. Ay, va'amar Rav Kahana said, Loishanu ela rubai. When do we say it's not a chatzita, that's the majority? Aval kulay chaytzeitz, but the entirety is a chatzitza. Says Gemara, no, over here, the mother, even though it's covering the baby entirely, is not a chatzitza. Why? Shani uber dahani ravise. And uber is different because that's how the uber develops. So even though the uber is completely covered, but since that's its natural state of development, it's not a chatzitza. Okay. Now, Kiasa Ravina, when Ravina came, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Be'umais halach achar hazachar. By the nations of the world, you follow the male. By the nations of the world, you follow after the male. You would follow the male's psul. We'll see what this means. Nizgairu, if they both convert, halach achar pogum shabishneim. You follow the infraction of both of them. What does this mean? So now the Gemara explains. Be'umais halach achar hazachar. By the nations of the world, you follow the male. Kedetanya, as we learned in Abraisa, minayin le'echad min umais. How do we know if one of the nations who you're allowed to marry into if they convert? Shabal aknanis, who you're not allowed to marry into even if they convert. V'hoilid ben, how do I know that a non-Kenani that lived with a Kenanis, Sha'atara Shailuk Noisai, Ba'eved, that you could buy it as a slave, meaning we don't say that this kid is a Kenanis, meaning the father is a different nationality. The mother is a Kenanis. And we say you're allowed to buy the child as a slave. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, V'gam ibnei hatoy shavim, and even among the sojourners, hagarim imachem, that live with you, mehem tiknu, from them you could buy. So from here we're learning that if the father is a non-Kanani and the mother is a Kanani, you could buy them. Yachal, I would think, afilu echad min ha-Kananim, if a male Kanani, shabal achas min ha-Umos, that lived with one of the other nationalities, v'hoilid ben, sha'ata rasha l'knoisa be'eved, we're saying only if a non-Kanani married a Kananis is a child mutter, but not if a Kanani married a non-Kananis. Talmud loymar, therefore the Pasuk says, you would have thought even a male Kanani that lived with a non-Kananis, you could buy the child. It says, Asher ha'lidu ba'artzichem, that they gave birth in your land, meaning the mother is a Kananis and the father is a non-Kananis, them you could buy. V'loy min ha'garim ba'artzichem, but not if the male is a Kanani and the female is a non-Kananis, then it is a problem. In other words, we follow the male and not the female. However, nizgairu, when they both convert, then halach achar pagum shabishneim, when they both convert, when they're both goyim, then the nationality of the child is like the father. Two parents who are goyim, the nationality is like the father. However, if they both convert, you follow the more severe disqualification of the two of them. Nisgairu, if they convert, halach achar pagum shabishneim, you follow the disqualification of the two of them. Bimai, what is this talking about? What is this talking about? Ilema bimitzri shenasa amoinis. Let's say the scenario is a Mitzri man that marries an Amoinis, and it's saying you follow the pagam of both of them, but they don't both have a pagam, because an Amoinis is not pogam. My pogam shabashneim isba. What? How could you say they're both pogam? Amoini v'lay Amoinis. So if the father is a Mitzri and the mother is an Amoinis, they're not both pogam. Ela ba'amoini shenasa mitzris. It's an Amoini that married a mitzris, so now they're both pogam, the Amoini and the mitzris. And it depends what the child is. If the child is a zachar, then we say, if the father is a zachar, if the child is a zachar, again, the father is an Amoini and the mother is a mitzris. So if the child is a zachar, then we say shadar basar Amoini, because Amoini is a much worse pagam, because Amoini is also forever. If the child is a nekeva, then you follow the mitzris, because the mitzris, even though it's mutter in the third generation, but the Amoinis female is permitted. So depending on the gender of the child, that would depend on whether we consider it a mitzri or a Amoinis. If it's an akeva, we'll consider it a mitzris. If it's a zachar, we'll consider it an Amoini. Says the Halakha Mishnah. Mamzerim, illegitimate children, v'nasinim, and an asin. These are the givoinim that converted with trickery in the days of Yeshua, and they were made wood choppers and water drawers. Asurim, they are asur, v'isuran israelim, they are asur forever. Echad zacharim ve'echad nekevais, both males and females. Okay, so mamzer and amoini, they're asur forever, male and female. Omar Rish Lakish says the chiddush of the century. Mamzeres la'achar asar doros mutares, a mamzer after 10 generations is mutter. You ever hear such a thing? How would you ever hear of such a thing? You would have to have gone through 77 pages of Yevamos to get to such a chiddush. You think Chazal would leave this halacha to the faint? You think Chazal would put this in the beginning of like a little mesechta and moyed? Then people are going to think, Mamzerim, our mutter, after the 10th generation. No, this is for the real, you know, the real battle warriors who've traversed through 77 pages of Yevamos. They get to know that Mamzerus becomes obsolete after 10 generations. From where do we learn it? Yalef Asiri Asiri Me'amoni Umayavi. We learn now 10 from Amoni Umayavi. Ma'alahalon Nekevus Mutaris. Just like by Amon Umayav, the females are mutter. Afkan, so too by Mamzer, Nekevus Mutaris. The female is mutter. So you say they should be mutter right away? Ma'alahalon Miyad Afkan Miyad? No, the Gezeira Shava only works from the 10th generation and on. Because it says they're usher for 10 generations. So you can't say that the Gezeira Shava is oiker, it uproots the meaning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying Mamzeres is usher for 10 generations. But comes the Gezeira Shava, and the Gezeira Shava says that after 10 generations, the female is mutter. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gomar Asir Me Amoni. In the Sifri, it says, just like Asiri, that it says by Amoni, is forever. So by Mamzer, it's also forever. However, just like over there, it's only the males and not the females, so too by Mamzer. Rashi says up to the first 10 generations where it's an Isser Begufe because it says Mamzer, Mamzer implies Mumzar. So we say even the Nekevos. But from the 10 generations and on, that it's only also because of Gzeres Shava, by Amoni Umayavi it says even the 10 generations also forever. So the Gzeres Shava teaches me, it says forever by Amoni Umayav and it says forever by Mamzer. But why don't we say also, by Amon Amayev, it's only males and not females, after the 10th, so too, by the 10th generation of Mamzer, it's only males and not females. So the Gemara has the following bamba, that means a bomb, on Reish Lakish. But the Mishnah says, Mamzerim are also forever. So what's Reish Lakish talking about? Says Gemara, Va'anan Tnan Mamzerim Unasim Asurim V'Isuran Israelim. But we learned in the Mishnah, Mamzerim and Asinim are Asur forever. Echad Zacharim V'Echad Nekevois. So how could Reish Lakish argue on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Mamzerim are Asur forever. And Reish Lakish are saying that after the 10th generation, the females are Mutar. Says the Gemara, it's really a Machloikis Tanoim in how to learn Gzeres Shava. Loi kasha, ha kemanda amar doin mina umina, ha kemanda amar doin mina fuuki ba'asra. It's not difficult. This goes like the manda amar, judge Gzeres Shava and continue to learn it. This manda amar learn Gzeres Shava and apply it in its place. Let's see Rashi. Says the Holy Rashi, the man da amar don mina umina, it's machlek is Reb Lezen, Reb Yeshua and Chulin. That don mina umina, that when we learn Gzeres Shava, we learn it completely. And therefore, we're going to learn from Amay Namayav completely. But there is a man da amar that learns don mina ve'uki bi'asra. Let's explain that we learn for what we need. And what we don't need, we leave it in its place. Now, what's the Gzeres Shava for by Mamzer? By Mamzer, it doesn't say Ad Olam. By Amon Amayev, it says Ad Olam. So we learn now Mamzer from Amoni, Gzeres Shava. So who holds what? Reish Lakish holds Don Mina Umina. Just like over there, it's forever. Sotir is forever. But we're going to learn completely. Just like over there it's males and not females, so too here it's males and not females. Reish Lakish says, Gzer Shavah is don mina umina. Learn from there. Learn from Amoin to Mamzer, that's forever. But also learn it's only males and not females. The other Tana holds, don mina v'uka ba'asra. We'll learn out from there it's forever, so to Mamzer is forever. But we're going to put in its place. The Uki Ba'asra Kidame Ikara, 10 generations of the Pasuk for male and for female, like it says, Mamzer Mumzar, it's forever. I mean, we're going to leave it in its place, namely that the Isser is forever, and we're not going to extend from Amon Amayv, it's only the males and not the females. Okay. Sha'alu Esra, back in the Gemara. Shalu Rabbi Lazar, they asked Rabbi Lazar, Mamzeras achar asara dori mahu. Mamzeras after 10 generations, what's the deal? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Mi yiten li dar shlishi v'atarenu. If only you could find me a third generation, and I'll purify it. In other words, what are you asking me, Mamzer, after 10 generations? Mamzers die early. They'll never make it to the 10th generation. They don't even make it to the 3rd generation. Mamzerim just, they sort of self-destruct. Va'ani rotze lahagid davar be'lashon ha-kodesh mishum shedavar ze'ani rotze lomar be'safa angles. V'hu ma'shekara hayom she'yesh she'enam nose'im nashim ve'hem choshvim Shehem Enam Zicharim V'chol Yomeyam Enam Yoldim Zeh Masha Amar HaKosov Shein Mamzerim L'Achar Gimel Doros Sheharbi Anoshim Lo Oskim B'Pru Revu V'Heim Mevul Bolim Mahem V'Zeh HaDarach Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Karsim Shein Lahem O Doros V'Zeh HaDarach Ein HaMamzerim Nimshachim Lahala. V'day l'chakima b'ramiza. Okay. So the Gemara is saying basically the Mamzerim, they don't continue on. And the Gemara says, Alma kasavra, Mamzera loy chaye. From here we see Mamzerim don't live, they die. V'chinam Ravuna, Mamzera loy chaye. Ravuna also said, Mamzerim don't live. But v'anan ten, we learned the Mishnah, Mamzerim asur must be sur in Israel, Mamzerim are asur and they're asur forever. Amar Rabzera said like this: L'didi mefarshili mineid Rav Yehuda, diyadi chaye, mamzerim, who we know who are mamzerim, so we don't have to worry that people are going to marry into them. They live. D'lo yadi the mamzerim that people don't know about loychay, they don't live. Diyadi v'lo yadi those that people know, but not many people know. Atzlos adar chaye tfei loychay. Up to 3 generations, they live. Because since there's some suspicion, people stay away from them. But after the 3rd generation, people are not going to know about them, so therefore they die. Fine. Hahu dahave b'shevavuse d'Rav Ami. There was someone in the neighborhood of Rav Ami. Achra zaleh d'mamzerah have. Rav Ami called out on them that they're mamzerim. Bachi ve'azal. He was crying that Rav Ami embarrassed him and said he's a mamzer. Amalei chayim nasati l'cha. Don't cry. I'm keeping you alive. By announcing that you're a mamzer, I'm giving you long life. Amar Rav Chana Barada. New sugya. We're going to learn now about the nesinim. Now we had earlier, there was a shita that nesinim are asr medai raisa. And now we're bringing in a daya that nesinim are only asr medrabanan. Amar Rav Chana Bar Ada Nesinim David Gazar Aleihem. The Nesinim David decreed upon them. Shenemar Vayikra Hamelch LeGevainim. The king called to the Gevainim. Vayemar Aleihem, and he said to them, VaHaGevainim Loim Yibnei Yisrael Hema. The Gevainim are not from the Jewish people. My Taima. Gazar alayo. Why did they decree upon them? The chsiv, vayira avi mei David, shalosh shanim. There was a famine in the times of David for 3 years. Shana achar shana, year after year. Shana rishayna, in the first year, Amar lahem, David said to them, whose fault is it? Shema oibdei avaydas kecham yeshachem. Maybe there are idolaters among you, the chsiv, that the repercussion of idolatry is lack of rain. The chsiv, avadatem alahim achirim. He searched, he investigated. So it wasn't because of Avodah Zarah. Shniya in year two, Amar Lahem, Shema Oivre Avera Yeshuchem. Maybe they're sinners among you. Dechsev Vayimanu Revivim. The early rains were withheld. Umalko Shloihaya. There was no late rains because umeitzach isha zayna hayalach. You had the forehead of a harlot. So maybe it's because you committed adultery. Badku, again, he searched v'leimatzu, he did not find that that was the culprit. Shlishus, in year three, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Shema poiske tzedakah baram yeshach, maybe there are those who donate tzedakah publicly, they pledge tzedakah. They noise them and they don't give it, and a punishment for pledging tzedakah and not giving it is it's cloudy and it doesn't rain. Tachsiv nesiim, clouds, veruach, and wind, vegeshem ein, without rain. You know what that's like? Ish mishala b'mata sheker, a man who exalts in a false gift. The same way, somebody who calls out $10,000 and everyone's all excited that he's going to give it, and then he bursts everyone's bubble because he doesn't come through. That's like, it's cloudy, it's thundering, it's lightning, it's windy, and it never rains. But so David checked, v'lay matzo, he didn't find that was the cause. So he said, Amar ina davar tola yalabi, it's my fault, I must have sinned, and that's why there's no food. Miyad, vayavakesh David es p'nei Hashem, David asked the Lord, mahi, what is it? What does it mean he asked Hashem? Amar ish lakish, shashal b'urim v'tumim, he asked the urim v'tumim, the ineffable name folded into the choshen, my mashma, how is this pasuk mashma? He asked Urim v'Tumim. Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said, Asya p'nei p'nei. We learn out p'nei p'nei. K'siv hacha vayivakesh David es p'nei Hashem. Here it says David seeked out the face of God. Uch'siv hasam. And it says over there, v'shala b'mishpat ha'umim l'fnei Hashem. And you know what the response was? Two things. Vayomer Hashem el Shaul. God said it's because of Shaul v'albeis hadamim and the house of blood ala sharhimis ha-givaynim, because the givaynim were murdered. El Shaul, because Shaul was not eulogized properly. V'albeis hadamim, namely ala sharhimis ha-givaynim, because Shaul killed the givaynim. The Gemara says, v'chiheichan matzinu v'shaul sharhimis ha-givaynim, where do we ever find Shaul killed the givaynim? The answer is the Gevinim worked for the Ir HaKoyanim. And when Shaul killed Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, the Gevinim did not have a Parnas anymore and they died. Elamitach Shaharag Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, because Shaul killed Noiv, Shayim Aspikin Lahamayim Omazoin, that the Gevinim provide them with water and food. Mala Olav HaKosugilu Haragon. The Torah considers it as if Shaul killed the Gevinim. So it's interesting. The punishment was, A, Shaul wasn't eulogized, and B, Shaul's sin, which is somewhat self-contradictory. One thing is for not eulogizing Shaul, making it sound like Shaul was a big tzaddik, and because Shaul committed a sin. So the Gemara says, Katava el Shaul, Shanisma Allah, Katava Allah Shahim is a Gevinim. Are you simultaneously being holding liable for not eulogizing Shaul and for Shaul killing the Gevinim? So Gemara says, in, yeah, we're finding guilty for both things. And this is a common idea, the Amarei Shlakish, Maidach Siv, Bikshu es Hashem, seek out God, Kal Anvei Eretz. All of the humble of the land, Asher Mishpatu Paalu, whose judgments have been wrought. Ba'asher mishpatai shampalu. At the time that they judge a person, that is also the time that his righteousness is revealed. So sometimes, at the very time that a person is judged, that's when his righteousness comes to the forefront. So when Shaul was judged for killing the Gevonim, that is when David became accountable for not eulogizing him properly. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, thank you for joining us tonight. We review on Shabbos. Bez Hashem, Sunday morning, we'll try to pick out something. And until then, have a great Shabbos. If you want, tomorrow we're going to have an extra shiur where Hine Vihine Part 2. There's more to it. I found a lot more stuff. Really geshmaka stuff. If you want to join tomorrow morning, 10:30. Okay, everyone, have a great night. Thank you so much. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.